Good morning. Welcome to Studio 365, powered by TableThink. Today is Saturday, and this is episode 127 as we continue our series on innovation. My name is Joshua, and I'm here in the studio with Pastor Carrie Palmer, enjoying this weekend. And yeah, it's a good one.
You know, I'm just thinking we're going to have innovation all the time because we're both just like energetic.
That's and right. Yeah.
Excited over what we're doing. We'll just keep people say, can you have something else? I'm like, no.
No. We're just sticking to this because we do right. like it. It is a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And it's invigorating to think about what comes next all the time. And
right.
so that's really part of innovation is our what's next. And also, just not getting stuck in, you know, the stuff of life.
Yeah, which is easy to do sometimes.
It really is. I mean, you know, when I think about it, sometimes I think, what would I be like if I just said, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to be innovative. I'm just going to do the same old thing all the time. You know what I came up with?
What?
Tired and boring. So, you know, and yeah. sometimes I am tired and sometimes I'm boring, but not like 24/7.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that? What if I'm not innovative anymore? Just do exactly what you're doing now for the rest of your life.
Right. I have. And I think, you know, sometimes I actually think, you know, it would be fun to just not like there's a like I have this long list of things right. that would just like leisurely things. And I'm like, right. wouldn't that be fun just to but
sure, that's called vacation.
There you go. But yeah, I always pull myself back because I'm not content with the way things are in the world. And right. so I think that drives me to just want to be out there doing stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to live a life without purpose.
Yeah.
And passion. I am tempted sometimes.
Yeah. But yeah,
you know, I think it's when I am too tired.
Right, right. You know? And yeah, you know, I want to look back at my life and not be like, wow, I really, you know, just wasted a
messed
ton of time.
Up, yeah.
But really think, wow, I was working on things and maybe all, you know, I tried a lot of things. Some of them didn't work. Some of them did. But that's like way more exciting than just blowing many years, right. you know, doing nothing.
And, you know, in one of our series that we had just recently was the process. And
right.
really part of that is that process of taking the risk of faith and saying, okay, this feels aligned with God. I really feel
right.
like it can be productive and I no doors are closing. In fact, they're opening up. Let's do it. And then you find that doors do open up and then they lead to other places.
Right.
And that's really innovation. That's what
yes.
it is. It's being willing to go those extra steps that might lead you somewhere else, but you're
right.
willing to take the risk. And that goes really with our God word today. That's from Philippians 4, 6 and 7 in the Living Bible. And it really explains the fact that you've got to rest in God. Do you want to read that for us? And just,
sure.
you know, as listeners are here today on Saturday, just take this God word in and where exactly you're at in life and what this could be saying to you.
All right, here we go. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus.
I love this translation. I like the fact that there's two things. Don't worry. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, pray. So don't worry about anything. Pray about everything.
Yeah.
If we can get that in our mind, then what happens, I love this, and it says, if you do this, and it also says about thanking God for answers. If you do this, you'll experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. And so when we're innovative and we're doing these things that we feel like we're stepping out into the unknown and there's not maybe a foundation yet, we can know that we can have God's peace. And that's what's so amazing is that when we're doing something in the unknown to have peace. So I know you have a to-do list for us today.
That's right, I do. So this one, you know, it's just something that's a critical part of when you are trying to pull something off. So whatever
yes.
kind of maybe that idea is or that thing that you want to do. And that is really having a good plan.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times people say they have a plan, but I really think until you put something down on paper or mm-hmm. write it out or put it in something, you know, you truly have a plan. And in that plan, to make some milestones and kind of objectives, places you're trying to get to.
Right.
So look at what's the major pieces that, you know, I need to do in order to get this done. And then you have some things to look forward to. And then when you get those, you have the ability to celebrate, you
right.
know. You got this first piece of this done. And then, you know, the other thing that I would encourage is just to keep that as something that's kind of living. So as you kind of go on and you maybe see that, hey, this took a little longer than that, then go ahead and make some adjustments and keep that timeline going and use that as a way, you know, to keep organized. And there's lots of ways to do this. People do this as simple as put it on paper.
Right.
You can put it on a marker board. I really like to do it in a computer. I mean, most computers all have a calendar program.
Right.
You could do something as simple as that to some people get really into this. And there's all kinds of programs where you can do really detailed time management and kind of milestoning and all that. Programs like OmniFocus and some things from Microsoft, but really it can be very, very simple. And the main thing is just make a plan, have a plan, and then start working that plan.
Yeah, I really like that idea of the fact that it's intentional.
Right.
What I'm doing is worthy of my work to put together a plan.
Yes.
And it helps really to understand that, you know, as you pray through it and give it all to God, that you can have peace as you move through
right.
that. So
right.
I love this idea. And so Joshua and friends, I will talk to you tomorrow in Studio 365.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Studio 365 as we are in our series on innovation. If you've enjoyed this series, make sure to go back and check out the beginning and let someone else know. We also have a lot of other series and great podcasts on our website at studio365daily.com. We'll see you tomorrow.